Monday Motivation for May 6th, 2024, Victorious Retreat. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. It's rare that we celebrate retreat. Throughout human history, the ones most celebrated were the ones who ran in, ready to fight, or held out against impossible odds to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Those that ran from the fight were only shamed, if they were even remembered. In our Christian walk, though, there are some times that we are instructed to flee. Paul instructed believers to flee from sinful temptations, rather than risk falling into sin. The struggle for us may be recognizing that running away is a form of victory in those instances. Genesis chapter 39 recounts Joseph's stay in the house of Potiphar. Joseph had been sold into slavery by his brothers to traveling merchants on their way to Egypt. Once they had arrived, they sold Joseph to an Egyptian official named Potiphar. God had continued to bless Joseph and blessed Potiphar's house because Joseph was working in it. Soon, Joseph was put in charge of everything that Potiphar owned. Along with all this success, Joseph is described as well-built and handsome. This brought him more attention than he may have desired. Potiphar's wife takes a special interest in Joseph and isn't shy about showing it. She continuously propositions Joseph, but he continues to be faithful to his work and to his master. He explains very clearly that the only thing reserved from him by his master is his wife. Yielding to her temptations would be a great evil, as well as a sin against God. This leads Potiphar's wife to arrange a situation where they are alone in the house together. Rather than stick around to hear her messages again, Joseph runs away, leaving her holding his cloak in her hands as she tries to restrain him. Joseph's integrity does get him out of a bad situation, but not in the way we might think. The lack of witnesses and the cloak he left behind are used to slander Joseph and falsely accuse him. Positioned as a slave and without any evidence to support his innocence, he's carted off to prison. But it isn't all bad news. The Lord continues to be with Joseph, blessing his life. He remains faithful to show kindness to him. This includes granting favor in the eyes of the warden, so that he ends up being raised as he had in Potiphar's house to be in charge of the prisoners. He's also free from any further advances or temptations from Potiphar's wife. Our victories in the Lord are not always what we expect. In the same fashion, our roads to victory may not be as smooth as we would like. Joseph's obedience to God led him to prison, but eventually to a seat just below that of Pharaoh himself. We can't let the immediate results determine our faithfulness to God. Our only path to victory comes through His way. We have to follow His lead, even when it means running away. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.